to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. In 1926, George Samuel Klassen published a series of pamphlets written as parables that were eventually put together into a book that was focused on the ancient city of Babylon. And when all of those parables were collectively assembled, that book became known as The Richest Man in Babylon. Now, the book has become a financial classic. It has. I mean, when it comes to literature, I think it's a financial classic. I first encountered this book when I was looking for alternatives to what I was doing for retirement in my life. And I was immediately captured by the simplicity of the story and the tried and true lessons it presented for accumulating wealth. Now, the book begins by introducing two characters, one guy by the name of Bamsir, who was a chariot builder, and another guy by the name of Kobi, who was a musician. Now, the two had become the best at their own individual professions, but they really didn't have any money, and they were part of the large group of poor that existed back in that time frame. So what the two of them decided to do was to seek out the advice of a childhood friend by the name of Arkat, who, in contrast to their lives, had grown very rich and amassed great fortunes. And the lessons that Arkat provided for his friends are the premise of the book. And they are lessons of wealth-building habits that I believe every rich person has followed in their efforts to accumulate their own individual wealth. Whether they read the book or they didn't read the book, I think they stumbled across the lessons provided in this book. And on today's show, I'm going to cover these lessons that have not only helped me, but many other people to become financially stable, focused, and put them on the path to individual wealth and ultimately retirement. And these lessons will help you to build a firm financial foundation, try saying that fast three times, on your way to becoming the richest person you ultimately can become. Klassen lays it out in a series of seven lessons. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you just an excerpt of all seven lessons. I really encourage you to spend whatever it costs, I don't know, $5, $10, to get the book. Read the book. It's only like, I don't know, my copy is like 90 pages long. It's not going to take you that long to get through the book, but it's going to change your life. So Klassen's first lesson is simply to pay yourself first. And the way he states it in the book is, start thy purse to fattening. You know, one of the greatest lessons the book teaches is that very first lesson. You know, when Bamsir and Kobi sought the advice of their very wealthy friend, Arkat, he starts to tell them a story. You know, Arkat says that he was once a poor scribe who made a deal with a rich man in order to find out the secret to wealth. In exchange for his work on a clay inscription, that rich man shared information. You know, the rich man gave him a very valuable piece of advice. He said, I found the road to wealth when I decided that a part of all I earned was mine to keep, and so will you. Although this is a very subtle message, it's very powerful with regards to the concept of accumulating wealth. We cannot accumulate wealth if we do not save what we have earned. We can, however, start to accumulate wealth by paying ourselves first and foremost before we spend any of the money that we have earned. Have you ever wondered why the United States government takes taxes on our wages before we can even get to it? That's because the government, well, mainly the IRS, they know this law all too well. They are paying themselves first with our money. You know, in that spirit, we must be diligent and vigilant to pay ourselves first with the money we work so hard to earn. You know, the book recommends that we pay ourselves 10% of everything that we bring in. So for every dollar we earn, 10 cents should go to pay the person you see in the mirror every morning. Call it the me tax. You know, the difference between rich, financially stable people and poor, broke people is known this first rule. Wealthy people pay themselves first, and poor people just don't. But before we can start paying others or start spending the money we earn, we really need to pay ourselves first. You know, Klassen makes the following points in the book. He says, if you have not acquired more than a bare existence in the years since we were youths, it is because you either have failed to learn the laws that govern the building of wealth, or else you do not observe them. He goes on to say this. He says, a part of all you earn is yours to keep. It should be not less than a tenth, no matter how little you earn. And it can be as much as you can afford. And then he finishes everything off with a very short, succinct statement. He says, pay yourself first. You know, in our society, people have a tendency to live paycheck to paycheck. I mean, we get ourselves into situations where we spend every dime that we make. Some of you have more month at the end of your money. Yeah, trust me, I've been there, done that. I know exactly what that feels like. But you've got to change your mindset. You've got to step away from what you're doing if you're going to make a positive impact on your future. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into lesson number two right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we're talking about lessons learned from a book entitled The Richest Man in Babylon. And this book is really designed to help you understand the fundamentals of building wealth. And in the last segment, I talked about the most important lesson. It's the concept of paying yourself first. It's taking that hard-earned money and instead of just going out and spending it, putting maybe 10% of it away for investment purposes. See, that habit alone is very, very important. And if you're not doing it now, it's not too late to change that habit. Get into the habit of paying yourself first. It is absolutely important. Now, his second lesson is to live below your means. He calls it control thy expenditures. If we have paid ourselves first on at least 10% of what we earn, that leaves us with 90% or less of our income to live on. And controlling your expenditures will enable you to make good use of the money you have left over after you've paid yourself. There's plenty of advice on frugality out there, but I think it will not solve the problem for the majority of you until you truly define what money is to you and also define the difference of a need versus a want. As Klassen puts it, he says, budget your expenses so that you may have enough money to pay for your necessities, to pay for your enjoyments, and to gratify your worthwhile desires without spending more than 9/10 of your earnings. You know, the best advice to becoming wealthy is to keep your expenditures down, even when your earning power increases. Many people fall into the habit of spending more money as they have a tendency to earn more money over time. You know, you got that raise. Now you're going to go out and buy a bigger, more expensive car or truck to show everybody that you've made it. Now, this behavior it just reinforces the fact that you're not controlling your personal expenses, mainly because you have to have self-gratification. You put yourself into a place where you were exactly before you got that raise. Instead, what you should do is you should take that extra money and put it away into your savings to be held for investment. Remember, controlling expenditures means exactly this: living below your means. And when you live below your means, you will accumulate wealth faster. Think of it like this. I'll use a football analogy. Your earning power is your offense. And controlling your expenditures, well, that's your greatest defense. So get your spending in order. When you go to buy something, ask yourself the question, do I want that or do I need that? If it's a need, it should have a higher priority. If it's a want, do you really need it? Would that money be better served being invested into an asset that can produce wealth for you? I think so. Now, Klassen's third lesson is simply to make your money work for you. He says it like this. He says, make thy gold multiply. Now, this lesson is about investing your money and letting your money work on your behalf. You may be in a situation where your job stability isn't great. And I get that. What you might want to do is you might want to build up a cash reserve first, you know, a just-in-case fund. Because if your job stability is unstable, that means you may be out of employment in the future. Or if you work in an industry that has high turnover and you know that it's just a matter of time, it might be a good idea to set some money aside as a rainy day fund. Some people think you ought to have 6 months or more of reserves. You know, money that's available for you to cover your living expenses in the event you do lose your income source. But once you've built that up, what you need to do next is to start setting more money aside for investment purposes. Klassen puts it this way. He says, put each coin to work so that it may reproduce its kind, even as the flocks of the field, and help bring to you more income, a stream of wealth that will flow constantly into your purse. I like the way he phrases that stuff. It's pretty cool. There are many, many, many investment vehicles out there competing for your attention. So what you need to do is you need to choose wisely. Personally, I think investing in real estate is the way to go, because I've tried all those other ways and they didn't work for me, but real estate is working. And it's the only investment vehicle that I know of where I make money five different ways. And you can too. But whatever vehicle you choose, you need to understand that you should never invest your money in anything that you do not completely understand. Investing your money will mean you becoming knowledgeable about what you were investing in, as well as the repercussions if your investment does not work out as you intended it to do. You have to be diligent in finding your investments to ensure your money will multiply and that it will continually work on your behalf. I believe that you need to invest your money to ensure that you have a steady and safe income stream while taking advantage of the growth that your investments produce. You know, real estate has that component. You can start living off of the passive income that it produces when you invest correctly. Time can be your biggest ally in any type of investment you make. It really can, because investments have a tendency to grow over time, which in turn is going to multiply your gold, because that's what we're trying to achieve. We come back from the break. I'm going to get into lessons 4 and 5. We'll be back right after this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I'm getting into some wealth-building lessons that were, well, to be honest with you, they were penned 100 years ago. But when they were penned, they were relating to wealth-building lessons from 6,000 years ago. And what I'm suggesting to you is that the concepts for building personal wealth, whether it's for yourself, for your family, they're time-tested. They've been around for a very, very long time. And you can use these lessons to build wealth for yourself. And there's no better day than today to get started. I think you should end 2020 with a positive thing, and that's focusing on building wealth for yourself and your family. Change the path that you're on. Change the direction you're on. Achieve retirement in 5 years or less. It is absolutely possible with real estate. Now, the first three lessons that were presented in the book that I'm reviewing, called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen, the first lesson was merely pay yourself first. In other words, get in the habit of making sure that some of that money you're working so hard to earn stays in your household. Stop spending it all, which leads me to lesson number two, which is live below your means, which is really the stop spending all of it every month. The third one is to make your money work for you, to learn how to invest correctly, to find a vehicle that makes sense for you. Yeah, I think real estate's the way to go. Real estate pays you 5 different ways, and one of those ways is cash flow. I think cash flow is the most important component. Now, lesson number four is to have insurance to protect your wealth, or as Klassen puts it, guard thy treasures from loss. Have you ever been in a car accident? I have. I've been in multiple car accidents, and they're no fun. You know, one time I was stopped in an intersection, and out of nowhere, a car just came flying into that intersection from behind me and rear-ended me. Now, thankfully, there were no major injuries, and both parties had insurance. Insurance helps safeguard our wealth by absorbing potential losses while it mitigates our financial situation. I mean, in that particular example I gave, had I needed to go to the hospital, everything would have been paid for because the insurance coverages were there. And my vehicle was, in that particular accident, totaled. So the insurance paid me money so that I could get another car. And there are many different types of insurance products that you can buy. And you have to determine which types and how much of insurance coverage you need. For instance, if you rent your home, you need to have renter's insurance to protect against any perils of your personal property in case something bad happens in that property. If you own your home, well, you need to have homeowner's insurance so that it covers not only your personal stuff, but the physical dwelling. As a matter of fact, if you have a mortgage on your property, the mortgage provider mandates that you have insurance. And if you own investment real estate, you need to have the right coverages to insure your property as well as your wealth. That's what insurance does for you. And real estate is also one of the few investments you can make where you can insure that investment against potential loss. Yeah, I don't know that you can necessarily buy insurance to protect investments you're making in the stock market. There's other insurance out there, too. I mean, there's health insurance, long-term, near-term. At the end of the day, you need to buy the appropriate insurance to protect you in the event something bad happens to you in the future. That's really what it's all about. It's a proactive approach to protection. The idea is that you will never have to use the insurance, but in the event something does happen, you are protected financially from the loss that that event would have caused you. Now, Klassen's fifth law, or lesson I should say, is that your home, get this, is your biggest expense. He said, make of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Now, statistically, your personal home is probably the biggest expense you have. And it doesn't matter if you rent or you own, that home is costing you a sizable amount of your income each and every month. But I understand. You got to live somewhere, right? So in that context, if you need to manage your biggest expense, you need to manage it correctly. Now, many people go out and they get the biggest house or apartment they can afford. Did I just describe you? At one point in my life, that was me. Guilty. But my advice here is that you need to live below your means and to buy or rent a home that you can comfortably afford. Now, since your home is most likely your biggest expense, you need to look at ways to minimize all of those collective expenses associated with your housing. You know, if you own your home, you pay property tax. If you rent, trust me, it's already included in your monthly rent cost. You're also going to have insurance costs, both personal and property, utilities. And don't forget about the internet connectivity and whatever entertainment expenses you have from all the streaming services or the cable and all the other things that go into operating that household. I'm going to say something that sounds like bragging, but it's not. I can afford a home that costs twice as much as the price of my current home, but I'm happy with the home I bought. As a matter of fact, my wife and I recently became empty nesters, and we're actually considering selling our present home because it's really more house than we need, and buying something even smaller that's going to ultimately cost us less to operate. And on that note, you might think that your home, if you own it, is an investment. But the truth is this, it really isn't an investment. It's really an expense, and a very big expense at that. One that's not providing you any income streams, and one that you have to manage correctly. See, the problem with looking at your house as an investment is that, yeah, let's say you bought a house and you lived in it for, I don't know, 10 years. And let's say it doubled in value in 10 years. I'm just making stuff up. So you've effectively made some money, right? But now you want to trade into a new property. So you trade into that new property, and what you find out is that the property that you go into, well, the pricing on that kept up. So therefore, you're just moving money from one place to another. It really doesn't work. Hey, we come back from the break. I'm going to give you the other lessons, and we're going to close this out for you. Back after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about some wealth building lessons that were put together 6,000 years ago. I'm citing a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's written by George Klassen quite a while ago. And in that book, he outlines lessons that he feels are important for you to learn in order for you to develop wealth for yourself and your family. I'm here to tell you, if you do the things that he writes about in this book, you're going to be on the path to becoming wealthy, to generating riches. Because the principles that he describes, they're timeless. They really are. They work today as well as when he published the book, as well as back in ancient times. So we've already talked about the first five lessons. Let me jump into lesson number six, which is to have a retirement plan. He says, George Klassen, that is, he says, ensure a future income. You know, a 25-year-old who earns maybe a $40,000 a year salary, who gets, I don't know, let's say annual raises of 3%, will have earned an estimated $3 million if they retire by the age of 65. Now, that's about 40 years of working and earning. Notice that I never mentioned living expenses. Yeah, that's just the earning potential. You need to have a retirement plan if you want to retire comfortably. Remember when I said you needed to set aside money to be invested for your retirement? And you've heard about the different retirement investment plans out there, such as the 401k and the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA. And don't forget about all those precious metals out there. Those plans tend to work best the younger you are in getting started to saving your way to retirement. But they're flawed, because if you don't put the money in, you're not going to get the benefit. And the other problem with it is most people don't know how much money they need for retirement. They're focused on putting money into a big pile. They're not focused on developing income streams. And the biggest problem with that is this. You save up a big pile of money. You get to a point in your life and you start to live off of that money in your golden years. And you hope that that money doesn't run out before you die. And that's what's going on in society right now. Now, I'll tell you, real estate investing is a different type of investing that guys like your financial planner may not discuss with you. And I think there's two reasons why they don't discuss it. Number one, they don't understand it. Or more importantly, they probably don't know how to correctly invest in real estate because that's not what they're focused on. And the other reason is they don't earn any fee income from you when you invest in real estate. They earn fee income every time your stocks trade, though. And real estate can get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. And not 40, but in 5 years or less. By correctly investing in real estate, you can obtain an asset that pays you five different ways. The most important way is cash flow. And as you acquire additional assets, your cash flow grows. And once it meets or exceeds your normal monthly expenses of living, you've effectively retired yourself. I think that's a better plan than trying to do what you're maybe trying to do right now over a 40-year lifespan. Yeah, I think a five-year timeline is much more effective than a 40-year timeline. Lesson number seven, you must invest in yourself. Or as Klassen puts it, increase thy ability to earn. The best investment you can make is to invest in yourself. You achieve that result by continually learning and striving to develop yourself. You know, we're in a very exciting time. You know, we're in the information age where knowledge is literally within our fingertips thanks to things like the internet. But be careful, because there's plenty of bad information out there to go along with the good information. And it's finding that good information that is important for you to achieve a significant difference in your life. Klassen describes it this way. He says, those eager to grasp opportunities for their betterment do attract the interest of the goddess of fortune. She is ever anxious to help those who please her. And who is she pleased with? She is pleased with those who do, rather than those who merely talk and engage in wishful thinking. Action will lead you forth to the successes you desire. You see, there are many things that you can learn on your own. And you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone if you truly want to achieve your goals in life. Whether you want to learn to eat more healthy, you want to enhance your current work skills to make you more marketable, or maybe to learn to make more money by investing correctly in real estate, you must take the initiative to invest in yourself. When you expand your intellect, you become wiser as a person, and your ability to grow your wealth follows along. Klassen describes something called the five rules of gold in his book, and I'm going to read them to you real quickly. I actually did a radio show on this, I think it was a week or two ago. So if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, go to the radio tab or the podcast tab, you can probably find that if you're interested. But Klassen says this, the five rules of gold. Gold comes gladly and in increasing quantity to any man who will put by not less than one-tenth of his earnings to create an estate for his future and that of his family. Gold labors diligently and contentedly for the wiser owner who finds it first profitable in employment, multiplying even as the flocks of the field. Gold clings to the protection of the cautious owner who invests it under the advice of wise men in its handling. Gold slips away from the man who invested in business or purpose with which he is not familiar or which are not approved by those skilled in its keep. Gold flees the man who would force it to impossible earnings or who follows the alluring advice of tricksters or schemers or who trusts it to his own inexperience and romantic desires in investment. Yeah, he's summing it all up there for you. And there's actually an eighth lesson that George doesn't put in the book, but I'm just going to add it here because I think it's important. And I think the other element is that you have to track your wealth. In other words, you have to know where you are and where you're trying to go to. And in order for you to know where you stand financially, you need to face the whole truth of your current situation. And you can do that by tracking your current wealth or the lack thereof. This can be a tough exercise, but you must face the truth of how you earn and spend your money in order to, for you to know where you're at and what you need to do in order to get to where you're trying to get to. There's a big difference between wealthy people and people who are not wealthy. Wealthy people know their personal net worth as well as how to calculate it, while the poor don't pay any particular attention to it, nor do they care about tracking their assets or their liabilities. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Bill Hewitt who was a co-founder of a company called Hewlett-Packard. And he said this, he said, you cannot manage what you do not measure. So what I'm going to recommend you do is break out a spreadsheet. And on that spreadsheet, list all of your earnings and all of your expenses and tally the difference between the money you earn and how much you spend. And doing this will allow you to gauge how you're doing financially. You can also track your net worth by calculating your assets and comparing them to your liabilities, which includes your debt. And if you've never done this, be prepared for an eye-opening experience. In order for you to fully develop a plan to be wealthy, you need to learn how to track your wealth so that you know where you are and where you want to go. And it allows you to create a plan for the future. And if you want to get more information on how to invest correctly in real estate, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.